This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of Sanity here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on the website. You know what? Send me your email address. Because if you send me your email address, and you can do that by going to the website, you know, therealside.com, and you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. And all I do in that weekly newsletter, the only thing I do is send you who's coming on the show. Right? I don't. There's not a big... There's not big signs out there that say, buy here, buy now. And it just gives you information. You'll know who's going to be on the show. You'll know the topics we're going to discuss. And give you an idea of what's going on. Anyway, I got to tell you something. This stuff that's going on around the... we'll do the Pokemon thing in a minute. Because that ought to be good. I wish you could get people to pay as much attention to the candidates for real as they do with this Pokemon thing. But again, we'll talk about that in a minute. The Republican National Convention. Now, it's funny how empowered the Dems feel. All of a sudden, the First Amendment is so important. Right? Because that's your First Amendment right to go there and to protest naked. And I know where that thing came out. I didn't do it on the air. I was actually doing it with somebody on Facebook. And they got mad at me because I kept saying, explain to me what this does. Seriously, there are probably 50 nude beaches up and down Southern California. You know, people go up and down them all the time. They go to them all the time. What is this going to do?
Performance art.
It's performance art. You mean like the Naked Cowboy in New York? It's performance art?
Yeah.
Anyhow. So then what they're doing, according to the Huffington Post, also another protest... To find it ludicrous, I'm sorry, but I do. There'll be a giant billboard of Trump and Cruz kissing, and it'll only be a couple of minutes away, you know, from the RNC, which I'm sure won't tee off anybody else in the neighborhood because, you know, nobody else cares about that, right? And the group that actually put up there, so you're poking somebody in the eye. This is a good way to get somebody on your side, isn't it? The group is PlantingPeace.org. Oh, you know it's going to make me go over there, right? During the break, I'll go check it out. But PlantingPeace.org, it's a nonprofit organization behind the Equality House, a rainbow-colored house that sits across the street from the Westboro Baptist Church. And they're calling out Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Now, they're calling him out in a massive billboard that went up on Thursday in the Cleveland, Ohio area, where the RNC will take place. We all know that next week. So the billboard is an illustration. It shows, again, Trump and Cruz embraced in a kiss. And the caption next to it says, "Love Trump's hate." Now, the thing that irritates me the most about these signs and these things, not that you have a right to, you were doing the same thing to the word hate that you did to racism or to race or to bigotry. Right? You're making it of no effect. And you don't have to believe it. I don't really care. But you're doing that. You're making the word hate in and of itself pretty useless. Because you have taken the word hate and you've tied it to whenever you disagree with something, you hate it. And that's just not true. That's not true for anybody. So let me see. You want to do away with hate, because I'm, but you hate me. A lot of you think I'm nuts and wrong for believing in a God. You hate me. I'm using your, these are your terms. These are your parameters. So you don't agree with me. You think I'm wrong. You think I'm nuts for believing in something that doesn't exist. So you must hate me too. So you're guilty of the same thing you're telling me I shouldn't be doing. You'll never see it that way. In the eyes of Aaron Jackson, president of the Planting Peace, this high-profile move is intended as a direct response to the Republican Party and the messages of hate it sends to marginalized groups, particularly the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. What Donald, Ted, and Republican parties either fail to realize or realize they just don't seem to care about it is that the words and actions towards the LGBTQ family, especially the LGBTQ children, have meanings. Oh, so words do have meanings. Oh, but only when they use them. Jackson told the Huffington Post that the LGBTQ children hear these messages telling them that they are nothing but second-class citizens and are left feeling broken or less than. You mean someone like the Christian community, when you guys tell us that we're wrong and we're out in left field and we shouldn't be pushing our religious beliefs on anybody. Is that, oh, that doesn't apply, though, because one's a belief, one's something that we subscribe to, and the other is natural, normal, and whatever. I'd say prove it. Mine is just as natural and normal as yours. Okay? The proposed GOP platform, which will come up for ratification by delegates at next week's convention, is one of the most anti-LGBTQ in history. It opposes same-sex marriage rights, supports efforts to restrict bathrooms to individuals, individuals' birth agenda, and protects businesses who refuse services to individuals based on religious objections to gay marriage. Right, so let me say again. I'm just putting it out there. You've got 7 to 12% of the population. Everybody else has to bow down to. But you can say anything you want about Christians. You can say anything you want about religious people as a whole. You don't even want their services, and you go in there, and they won't give them to you, and then you want to sue. How much does... See, you're creating your own problem. And I'm sorry, they oppose same-sex marriage, not same-sex marriage rights. That's a lie. Does that make you a hater? I don't know. I'll figure that out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you do spend with me. If you want to watch, listen, get involved with the show, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, get involved in the live chat room. If you got Facebook, you can head over to the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/TheRealSideRadio. Okay, that ain't hard, right? The Real Side Radio. So I do appreciate the time that you, again, that you spend with me here, spend with me online, sending me text, tweets, information. I need information. That always helps too. You know, send me stories. I love stories. But I want to get back to the giant billboard of apparently Ted Cruz and Trump, the Don, They were embracing a lip lock. Somebody got a picture of it. Put it up on a billboard. No, that's not true. I love these groups that think that the way to fix something is to throw it in your face, make you a part of it. And we can't sit at a table and talk about something and just walk away going, look, I just don't agree with you. You know, you have a right to live. You have a right to go for happiness. You have a right to pursue happiness. You may not always get it, but you have a right to pursue it. And I agree with Michael. Instead of the Republicans beating their brains out to try to knock out Trump and change the platform, and not deal with the military issues and other issues going on, including religious freedoms, it's crazy. It's just nuts. And they're going to shoot themselves in the foot together. These guys, every time they get together, they're like a bunch of 16-year-olds who've got the house all to themselves and their parents won't be home for 2 days. They get mega stupid. So, and this is the tug, the heartstring tug that the LGBTQ community puts out there all the time, which is you make them feel bad, you make their kids feel bad because you just simply don't agree with the lifestyle. You can't make me. You can't make anybody. I've got gay and lesbian friends. They know how I feel. But you know what? We're friends. They know I don't hate them. Why is it that a lot of the times the people not in those communities are fighting for rights and they don't even ask, like, the LGBT, what do you want? What exactly are you looking for? Now, as some of my gay friends tell me, they're almost militant about it at times. The younger groups. It's funny how that changes. I had a friend of mine to get out of gangs. As he got older, I kept saying to him, why is it getting more violent? And this is from an older gang member. He says to me, because the young gang members have no self-restraint. Wow. What does that mean? They have no self, you know, they're going for what they want, period. Anyway, I always get a kick out of that. Even the old mafia guys when I was growing up, they used to say that they were worried about the young kids because they were heavy into violence. I'm thinking, you guys aren't? Yes. I didn't hang around with them. I grew up with them around. Okay? And where I was, you almost couldn't get away. You go to any coffee shop, one of them was there. So the writer goes on to say that when children are dying because of negative messages, then it's time to change the message, Jackson said. Planting Peace calls for the immediate change in the Republican Party platform with regard to our LGBT family and LGBT rights. Never again shall a negative, hateful message be uttered in the name of religious freedom. Right, so we're going to take religious freedom away. See, this is the funny thing about it. With the way you want to do it, you throw us in jail for not agreeing or not serving you at the wedding chapel. The way we do it, you can go to another chapel. You can go to another group. You can go down to City Hall and get married. See, you don't leave it out. It's all or nothing. It's like the ISIS guys. Either you're a Muslim or you're dead. It's that simple. You either convert or die. Either I accept you or I go to jail. I'm a hater. Yeah, that's real accepting. You're hypocrites. That's really what it boils down to. You're nothing but hypocrites. And I see it over and over and over again. If it's not done your way, then it just ain't right. Again, like I say, it's wrong. And they say when children are dying because of negative messages, I always get these things from people who say I speak out too much against that community. And they tell me how these kids are committing suicides at very high levels, very high rates. They can't prove it, though. They twist and manipulate numbers. Now, no child should be pressured to the point where they feel like they're going to commit suicide. No child should. Don't get me wrong. But don't try to pull on my heartstrings by saying this group commits suicide at much higher rates than other groups don't. That's just not true. I work in a school district. I've worked for group or been with groups that counsel people who have tried or want to commit suicide and families of kids who have committed suicide. Now, you can shine off the drug use. You can shine off overdoses if you want to. because it was probably accidental. Why? Because we don't want the parents to know that the kid probably did take an overdose. But you especially count those in, they're double the numbers of the other kids committing suicide. And kids commit suicide first and foremost because they don't feel like part of. They feel like they're different. They're out there and nobody's paying attention to them. Nobody cares about them. But that goes for religious kids, goth kids, non-religious kids. Kids who maybe can't measure up from a financial standpoint. Everybody else has got new cars, new clothes. And they're wearing clothes that are three times, you know, hand-me-downs. And they got a 1972 Pinto that Dad pulled out of the back of the garage. These are why we have to have honest conversations. But you don't want honest conversations. And I've been saying it for 2 years now. It's not an equality issue. It's a control issue for you. This has nothing to do with being equal. And everything in the world to do with you having total control. And it's wrong. Any way you cut it, it's wrong. Anyway, so I guess folks living in Cleveland are going to have to put up with this through the end of the convention. And even so, probably even longer, because you know nobody ever goes right in and takes everything down, right? And again, I love the fact that there's no Sarah Palin there. She was one of the first to come out and say anything to him, which I thought was interesting. And then again, she's also the one that's been, she's been pulled, I think her Facebook page was pulled down for using the word thug, right? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Always, you know, I mean, let them know what's going on. Send them over to the website. Have them sign up for the email. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that, because I know you make the show, I don't. I mean, I can sit on the couch, talk to myself, and drool out of the side of my mouth, and get just as crazy. So the, this Pokemon thing. You know, I'm pretty much done with the other thing. I don't even know where to go with that billboard story anymore. The community trying to win you in or get you to understand by doing in-your-face, you know, advertisements like this, it doesn't work. It's not the way to win. Now, they're willing to squelch religious liberty. They're really, and as I said before the break, if you think I'm wrong, call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But the reality is this. You want to take away our rights so that you get yours. And that's okay. That's equality, right? In your mind, it's equality. Because we don't agree, the religious people don't agree with what you know, the lifestyle that you're living. We're haters. But you don't agree with what we're doing, but you're not a hater. You're just full of love. Yeah, you're full of something, but it ain't love. That's guaranteed. The stuff just drives me nuts because it doesn't make any sense. I don't care how much crack you smoke, it doesn't make any sense. Somebody sent me an email saying that we're up over 80 killed and well over 100 injured. I mean, I can't even, can you imagine what that's like? Seriously, can you even imagine what that's like? Now, talking about some of the crazy things that have been said over the last few days, I want to go back to Obama for a second, because I am so tired. You know, here is another distress, and I don't mean this the way it's going to sound. But now what's gone on in France is we're not going to pay attention anymore to what El Presidente is doing or not doing, right? You're not gonna. Nobody I know is going to. So Obama says that the, he said, he made a statement that cops are guilty of racial discrimination. He said this at the funeral. Now, he, like I said earlier, he couldn't wait 5 minutes. He couldn't stop 10 minutes maybe? Why did he have to go down this road? What did that get him? What did that do for him? Other than nothing. Seriously. Now, Obama spoke during the memorial service for the five police officers who were slain last week during a protest. Now, as is his nature, you want to talk about in your nature, born that way? That's him. Obama remarks quickly turned political. How do you politicize a funeral? How do you do that? And still sleep at night. At one point he said, none of us is entirely innocent here when it comes to prejudice. That includes our police departments. So he's at, this shows you what a low IQ he has. Seriously. The guys that are going to protect you, or that should protect you, he's calling them racists, right? None of us, he is at a memorial for dead policemen. And basically what he's saying is, hey, this is their fault. Well, and if you don't agree with it, what other way are you going to take it? Tell me another way I can take that. There really isn't. He's blaming them for their deaths. He's blaming the violence on the police that the police forces across the country. There are almost a little over 700,000 police officers in this country. And if you get honest about what's taking place, if you get honest about the kids, the young people that were killed, and you pull out the numbers of the actual young people. You can make young black people if you'd like. But young people as a whole that were killed? Not that anybody should lose their life incorrectly. Right? All life is precious, I get that. But you can't blame every single death of somebody who struggles with a cop on the cop. Right? Stop struggling. Lay there. Don't move. The kid who got shot, and now we're talking about he may have had a gun in his pocket. Oh, he did have a gun in his pocket. But you couldn't tell whether he was reaching for it or not. Why? Because his hands were down along near his pockets. Well, he didn't have his hand in his pockets. Didn't look like he was reaching for the gun. We're gonna make all kinds of excuses for the thief, for the guy who got in trouble to begin with, when he should have laid down on the ground, spread eagle, and the only thing he should have been doing at that point was breathing. That's it. No movement. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Lay down and shut up. They're going to yell at you. Adrenaline's running. I get it. And you want to say it's their fault? You want to say cops should be able to control themselves? Well, then you're going to die. Because cops are human. And once in a while, one's not going to be able to control themselves. And you bring that whole adrenaline level down when you just lay there and you do nothing. You're not curled up in a ball screaming, what am I doing, what am I doing, what did I do? Just lay down. You can deal with all of that later. You'll still have a heartbeat later on to even deal with it. But the fact that this president, he's got everything. From, you can go all the way back to the day of the Cambridge professor. And before any facts were out, before anything, he blamed it on the police department. So he's been sowing this contempt for police departments since he got into office. I mean, he's standing there while he's in front of the pictures of the police officers that were killed. Their wives are there. That takes a pretty cold human being to do that. Obama also talked about slavery and racial discrimination at a funeral for six slain cops who were, by the way, who were there protecting people who couldn't stand them. People who were protesting against them. Those cops threw themselves, a couple of them threw themselves in front of black people that were to make sure that they were safe. Yeah, those discriminatory cops. Anyway, I saw today some statistics that said, do you realize at the height of slavery in this country, 1.6% of the population owned slaves? Now, not that any ownership of slaves is okay, but 1.6%. You want to make this a major, that every white person has to, anybody even looks white, resembles white, has to pay for this now. 1.6% of the population. Anyway, the president claimed that it was easier for a teenager to get his hand, well, let me rephrase this, okay? The president lied about the fact that it was easier for a teenager to get his hands on a Glock than a computer or even a book. That's a lie. Now, if he's talking, see, he hasn't got the guts to say it. In a legal sense, he's wrong. He's dead wrong, and he's lying, and he knows it. From an illegal sense, sure, it's not easier. It's either or. You can buy a hot computer, or you can buy a hot gun. You choose. And I said, go ahead. You know what? I'm not afraid if you go ahead and take away everybody's guns and everybody's rights to have a gun. I know where I can get them, because they won't be gone. I guarantee it. Setting aside the obvious falseness of that statement, is the memorial service group, I mean, was this really the place to say this and do this? Now, I can see that picture. I want to try to find, I can't find the picture. Grr. Were those cops, were they all white cops that were killed?
Technically, none of them were black. They were, looked like different ethnicities.
Okay. So there were no black cops there. I don't think that would have changed it for him anyhow. I don't think he would have changed anything he said. Imagine being the family of one of those officers that were killed, and you're listening to this. I wish you Dems would wake up. I really do. Black, white, whatever. I wish you'd wake up and see what's going on here. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care that a white cop maybe shot an unarmed black young man. It's the divisiveness. It's the strife. It's the deceit that he wants to sow. He thinks it makes him look better. He thinks we're all idiots and we can't see it. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. We've got a chat room going on up on at therealside.com. If you're a Facebook fiend, then you can head over Facebook to the Real Side Radio. And I get, you know, the built-in chat room, right? It's a... Yeah, but I know it's a video, but what would you call that? Just a
section for comments.
Comment section. There you go. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, the this I don't even know. Let me finish up this one first, right? So you got, again, Obama. I don't know. You're not going to change him. We're stuck with him for... And then you know what you're going to hear? You're going to hear from all the Dems what a great president he was. Best president ever. You watch. Watch my words. Mark him down. He goes to a funeral, and in front of the people there, in front of the wives, in front of the families, in front of their kids, he basically calls them racist. Isn't that wonderful of him? Isn't that great? Okay. So we're gonna talk a little bit, even though I don't get it. Let me see. Where is that stupid thing? The Pokemon. Is that what it is? Pokemon?
Pokemon Go.
Away. That, It should. What was that song? Daylight Come and We Want to Go Home? Yeah, I'm not singing it. Anyway, so Pokemon-related injuries. Two men fall from a bluff while playing smartphone game. Now, listen, whoever came up with this program, they need to go to jail. I'll tell you why. No, I'll tell you why. Have you seen those video clips where people walk into cars, they walk into fountains, they walk into... We've had people walk off of train stanchions onto the train tracks because they're playing with their smartphone. We've had colleges that have actually designated one side of the stairs, the texting side of the stairs, where they have... They do. They have a blue line that goes all the way up. There's enough room for two people. And unless you can't... I wonder if they give you a ticket. They got a little texting police guy runs around with phones blinking red and blue. That's, I'd be in for that. Must have been something I voted on. Anyway, so you got... I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. So we make all these provisions for texting fools. And now somebody comes up with this Pokemon thing, right? So this mania surrounding Pokemon Go has been going on now. And on the 14th of July, as more users found themselves in precarious situations while playing the augmented reality game, North San Diego County KTLA reports two men fell off a bluff while playing the game. I'm just thinking of, what is it, survival of the fittest? Well, what is... Natural selection.
Great.
Yeah, I think we should leave it. Can we get their names? We want to check their political registration.
No.
I, you know what? I would love to know. And never mind. I can't go there. So anyway, the law enforcement agencies across the nation reporting a plethora of Pokemon-related attacks and odd happenings since the game was released a week ago. On Wednesday, see, if I was them, I would cash in my stock and run. On Wednesday, July 13th, firefighters rescued two men who fell several stories after a sandy bluff. Now, this game, apparently, see, I have a Windows phone, so I'm not tempted. I wouldn't be tempted even if I had but if you have an Apple phone or an Android phone, apparently, and this is you fools that want privacy, it needs to know your location. It locks in and it knows everything you're doing. And somebody was saying the other day that they can prove that they're gathering information off your phone while you're doing this. So then these little things that don't exist pop up on your phone. So people are looking at their phones like it's really what's in front of them. Anyway, so these men were on a bluff and it collapsed. And the fire department had to go and take care of them. The San Diego Union Tribune reported that the men were playing Pokemon at the time. One man fell 75 to 100 feet. The other man was found unconscious 50 feet down the bluff. Both were taken to area trauma centers. In Pennsylvania, God, a 16-year-old, I'm looking at her picture. She looks rough. She 16-year-old girl in a hospital after the game took her across a major highway. She was struck by a car. Tracy Nolan says that her daughter, Autumn, is bruised and banged up. She said, Mom, I heard about the Pokemon game. I wanted to go play. Give me your phone, Nolan said. Nolan was reluctant, but handed over the phone. Less than 30 minutes later, came a phone call that sent her into a panic. She was hit by a car crossing the highway where this is a 16-year-old kid. Doesn't know not to cross the highway before looking? Now, I know that in these areas, the highways are different than our highways. You know, their chances of no car would come by in a couple of minutes. I get that. So she was hit by the car crossing the highway where Pokemon took her. The Pokemon game took her across a major highway at 5 o'clock in the evening, the mom said. Nolan said that Autumn finished up playing and had to cross the road. Nolan said Autumn told her that she looked down the hill and ran, but a car hit her. Autumn said she flipped three times before landing on the ground. No game is worth your child's life, Nolan said. Then why did you let her play? Why didn't you sit there and ask her to show you what the game was about? They've seen a few because of the injuries suffered while playing the game. They said that the injuries are a result of players not paying attention to their surroundings. No kidding. This is an epidemic in our world today. You know how many people don't pay attention to their surroundings, what's going on around them? Almost everybody. You know, my dad, when I was a kid, Again, I grew up in Boston. We took subways everywhere. And, when you're a kid, you want a wallet like daddy, right? Everybody wants, you want to have a wallet, a big wallet in your back pocket. So anyhow, he used to make me take my money out of my pocket and put it in my front pocket. On my wallet and put it in my front pocket. Not that I had a whole bunch of money, but he was trying to teach me that anytime I had cash, put it in your front pocket. Because when you're on the trains or when you're on those places, you're so busy paying attention so you don't kill yourself and step out in front of a train. And we didn't even have smartphones. That somebody could easily pick your pocket. Get too close to you, pull your pocket, all that other fun stuff. So if you kept it in your front pocket, nobody's going to get away with putting their hand in your front pocket without you knowing about it. And it was easier to pick your wallet out of your pocket than it was to take that wad of cash out of your front pocket, which I never had a wad, so I never had to worry about. But anyhow, you look at this stuff here and say, my God, these people really, are they that dull? So, please, parents, don't let your kids play this game. Don't, because you don't want them to go through what I went through. You know what? I'm sorry, Nolan. Why don't you just teach your kids to pay attention? How about you start up there? Don't you teach your kid not to run across the street without paying attention? That's kind of where my head's at. So Pokemon Go works by using your phone's camera to superimpose Pokemon creatures into the real world. Players capture the virtual creatures and can amass a collection and train them to battle Pokemon held by other players. Sounds like a game of strategy to me. You have that look. The game has been downloaded. Why can't we come up with something like this? Are we just not that stupid? The game's been downloaded 10 million times in less than a week. You got something to say? You look like it.
It's just sickening. This woman is blaming the game for dragging her daughter across the street because she couldn't possibly blame her daughter for being stupid enough to follow an imaginary creature across a live street.
You don't want her to feel bad, do you?
Yeah. Well, I think she's probably already feeling bad, judging from the way she looks in the pictures.
The pictures are pretty bad.
Yeah, she's not in good shape.
Looks like somebody beat her up with a baseball bat.
Her mom needed to do her a favor and sit her down and explain to her about not crossing the street.
16, though. She's not like she's 6.
So get this. One of the other stories, Joe, says that 14s have been arrested for using the game to lure victims into less populated areas like a convenience store to rob them. So they're using them to conduct robberies. Wow. These teens, they're very, they're thinking ahead. This is a good way to use the game, right?
Oh, my God. This is so bad. In so many ways, this is so bad. I look at this stuff, and I just think to myself, this is part of how easy it is to lure kids into getting in trouble. And I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's drugs or this or, sex trafficking. You talk to some of those people, and what you find out is the daughters were clueless.
Yeah, wait till that surfaces when men are luring young teen girls playing the Pokemon into secluded alleys.
Well, I'm sure the mainstream media will keep that well hidden.
Well, they're talking about lawsuits now against this company. It hasn't even been out for, 2 days, and they're talking about liability issues that they might have.
Because we don't take responsibility for anything anymore. We are responsible for nothing as human beings in this in the world, mostly, but in this country at least. Anyway, we're up against it. I usually ask the guests to tell people where they can find them.
You can find me right here next to Joe every night, through Friday.
There you go. See that?
Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
That's right. I need somebody to let the leg chain off so I can go to the bathroom from time to time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, tell your friends about the show. I appreciate those of you who showed up on Facebook. Lots of activity on Facebook, and I appreciate that very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go far. Seriously. If you have to, just sit right behind your desk. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time in the same place. You listen to The Real Side on GSN Live.